Please be with you to the board, staff, parents, students, and alumni of the Chinese kindergarten.
上帝的平安归于我们的董事，我们学生的学生家长们，我们所有的教职员们。
Please be with you also to the members of Jubilee Church.
喜年堂的弟兄姐妹，上帝的平安也与你同在。
Congratulations to the Chinese Kindergarten for your 100 years of service to many generations of children.
在这里呢，恭贺我们的新幼真的在过去100年能够服侍很多代的孩童们。
Both my children are graduates of the Chinese Kindergarten. They are teenagers now, so it's been about 10 years ago.
我家的两个小朋友呢，也都是毕业自新幼，他们这那是十年前的事，他们这时呢已经是青少年。
And I myself is very fortunate to be able to contribute back to the CK something in return.
那我本身呢就很庆幸能够在这里呢做出少许为回报。
Over the past years, I was personally involved in storytelling, and also I was involved in kids club activities for quite a few years.
在过去呢，我有参与这个讲故事，还有在这个 Kids Club， 就是儿童通过游戏来学习的这个兴趣班。
I'm very happy now that Pastor Zhang Li is continuing the good work there as the chaplain of CK.
也很感恩现在由我们的张力传道接棒为这新幼的园牧。
Some of you might not be aware of this, but my proudest contribution to the kindergarten is my involvement in designing the playground at level 2.
或许不是大家都晓得一件事，就是我个人感到最自豪的就是有份参与设计我们现在这个新幼的游乐场。
I did that with Elder James.
那个是和我们的明月长老呢共同设计出来的。
So if you find parts of the playground that is very fun, that is by me.
如果你觉得最好玩的地方，他说是他想出来的。
If it's not fun to you, then blame Elder James.
那如果不够好玩的话，那是明月长老的问题。
Anyway, I heard that quite a few children and parents chose to enroll into the kindergarten because they were so charmed and impressed by the huge playground that we had.
听说呢，好些家庭就是被这个游乐场所吸引，然后才报名来就读。
A little background here. In order to utilize that space for the playground.
一点点背景，我们为要能够用那个场地来建设这个新的游乐场。
We had to convince the church community to give up an existing stage that we have there. It was a stage that we use for our annual plays. We use it for all of our festive activities.
我们需要说服我们喜年堂的团体放弃在那里原有的一个舞台。那个舞台呢，往往是用来做我们的年度戏剧或者是好些庆典的一些项目。我们都用那个台。
We also had to give up two youth rooms, one which we use for our band rehearsal, and another one which we use for cell group activities and games and so on.
再者，我们也得要拆除两间原本用的课室，一间是给这敬拜团做这个彩排和练习，另外一间呢是供小组所用。
We were very thankful for different communities in the Jubilee Church, from the elderly all the way to the youth, to really dedicate their space.To the children, because they understand this value of, you know, providing for the needs for the next generation.
所以我们很感恩喜年堂的会友们，从乐龄直到青少，他们都看到把那个地方真的是让下一代来用的重要性，而且他们愿意放弃他们原有的那个拥有权或者是使用权。
I'm sure they found their offerings to be really worthwhile when they were rewarded with the joy and laughter of the children from the every weekday in school to the Sundays for church.
我相信他们会觉得自己所做这件事情是很值得的。他们所得到的回报就是从周间到星期天都能够看到这孩童们的那个笑脸，听到他们的笑声。
I share this little background story about the playground because it really represents what it means to offer and, you know, dedicate this land, this place to sacrifice. It's the epitome of what we are trying to do today.
那我跟大家分享这样的背景，是因为它真的是我们今天在这里所要做的事情的一个缩影。
It is the day of rededication for our Chinese kindergarten.
今天是我们再次把新幼就是 通过这个崇拜再次献上给我们的主。
And some of you might be wondering what is the meaning and purpose of a service of rededication.
或许我们会想，我们这样做有什么宗旨，能够达到些什么目的？
When we dedicate something or offer something as a dedication to God, we meant that it must now be set apart for holy use.
当我们贡献某某事物，或者是我们奉献什么给上帝，我们是说从此以后这一项我们所献的是分别为圣，由神所用。
Indeed, Chinese kindergarten is our dedication to God.
那换句话说，新幼就是我们向上帝所做分别为圣的奉献。
We acknowledge that it's meant to serve his holy purpose.
我们在这里承认说他有他这个真的是属神的这个意义跟他所要做的事。
Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace and goodwill to men.
就是说要在至高之处荣耀将要归于神，然后在地上则是平安和上帝的美意要来归于他所喜悦的人。
And therefore when we say something is, you know, dedicated for God's purpose, we mean that we are pledging that what we do in CK must bring glory to God.
所以当我们说我们将幼稚园线上，我们就是说我们在这里所做的事情要将荣耀归给上帝。
And it must be beneficial to man through peace and goodwill.
它同时也要益于人，让人得到平安，能够看到上帝的美意。
And this will be manifested, I'm sure, over the years, when CK graduates, they grow up to live well and to do good in society as a witness to the educational and spiritual fruits of our kindergarten.
我想这从历年来和在将来，当我们这里的毕业生他们到社会去的时候，去造福社会，他们也好好的去过他们的人生，我想这个就见证了我们在这里所做的这有意义的事。
Today I would like to share three principles of a dedication that we can learn from the Bible.
今天呢，我们就要来谈从圣经谈三个关于我们献心的时候我们所应该认所来谈三个点。
In the ancient times, it's quite common, of course, to dedicate something to the gods in exchange for their divine favor, for them to, you know, do something for you.
那在古时呢，很多人就会把某某东西献给神明以求神恩。
Maybe it is for victory in battles, maybe for safe travels, or maybe, you know, many other prayer requests. You want something, you offer something to the gods.
他们可能想要求在征战的时候获胜，路途上有平安等等。
Now what sets the ancient Israelites apart, what makes the Jews different, is that in their relationship with God, such a dedication or offering is never mandatory. I say again,Never mandatory.
那让犹太人和其他的这个民族不同的是这一点，就是对他们来说，这个奉献从来都不是一种必要的或者是特指定的。
Because from the beginning to the end, it has never been a transactional relationship where, you know, God will do X for you so that, you know, you and therefore you must do Y to God.It's never been like that.
因为对犹太民族来说，他们的这个他们和神之间的关系不是一种交易性的，不是他们能够做某件事，那上帝就会给他们某某的一种的回报。
And therefore, the dedications are really just a sign of devotion, freely given either to express faith or to express gratitude.
而奉献更加只是表达他们对上帝的那个感恩和虔诚。
So the first principle here is the principle of free will.
那在这里的第一个宗旨呢，就是说，当我们献心的时候，它完全是处于一种的自由意志。
We are here to dedicate the kindergarten as a ministry to God out of free will. It is not conditional for anything in return.
我们凭自由意志把新幼成为一个事工献给上帝，不求回报。
But even though dedications are not necessary, should you choose to make a dedication, then the promise itself now becomes serious and necessary.
那即便说这个奉献不是必要的，可是当我们做了这样的一个献心了之后呢，去完成它就变得是很慎重的一回事。
Because we are doing it before God, all vows are sacred before God.
因为在上帝面前所有的誓言都是神圣的。
So the second principle of dedication is the principle of sincerity.
所以第二个原则就是诚恳诚心。
And the main implication of this principle is that even though dedication itself is not mandatory, fulfilling the dedication is mandatory.
那最主要的含义就是说，即便这个去献心并不是那个必要的，可是去完成它却是必要的。
You cannot claim that, oh, since God never demanded in the first place, oh, then I can, you know, anytime I want, I can just retract my dedication, or maybe I will just offer something substandard instead.
我们不能说，既然上帝他从来没有这样的要求，那么我们随时都可以说收回我们自己所献的，或者就给上帝一些所谓的次等货。
The principle of sincerity is that what is dedicated must be fulfilled fully.
这里的原则是说，我们向上帝所献的，我们要把它好好的去完成。
And since we have chosen to dedicate, the kindergarten as a ministry today,
那今天既然我们将新幼成为一个事工献给上帝
，then this vow is something that we must now fulfill to the best of our abilities.
那么我们就应该尽其所能去完成我们在上帝面前所做的这一个誓言。
We must continue to do the good work of the kindergarten.
我们要继续在这里做善工。
Work that glorifies God.
那些能够荣耀上帝的事，我们要去做。
Work that is beneficial to man.
那些能够给人带来好处的，我们带来益处的，我们要去做。
And this sacred responsibility is not just the responsibility of the kindergarten staff.
而这个责任，这个神圣的责任，不只是我们的教职员的责任
，not just to the board，
也不只是我们的董事们的责任
，but the entire Jubilee Church as well。
而这个责任其实属于整个禧年堂。
Our dedication today is free。
我们今天是白白的献上。
And our dedication today is also sincere。
而也是很诚意的献上。
This brings me to the third principle of dedication.
那么我们这时可以来看第三个原则。
The principle of jubilee.
也就是禧年的原则。
Now let me explain the meaning of jubilee for those of us who are unfamiliar.
那给我稍微解释一下禧年在圣经是什么意思。
Every seventh year in Israel is the year of Sabbath.
在以色列每个七年是一个安息年。
And after seven Sabbath,7 times 7, 49 years.
那在七个七年，即49年，就是七个安息年之后。
On the 50th year, we call the 50th year the year of Jubilee.
来到第五十年的时候，那一年第五十年被称之为禧年。
And on the year of Jubilee is the year of redemption, is the year of freedom.
禧年呢，是那个能够赎回、得或释放的一年。
That is the year where slaves can be redeemed and the lands can be returned and redeemed to the original owners.
在这一年呢，那些本来是已经去抵押的那些地，能够被这个原来的原主赎回。
And so you can think of this year where, you know, when people are down and out, that is the year that they can have a fresh start.
换句话说，那些落难者。他们一来到禧年的时候，他们可以有一个重新的开始。
That is the year where debts or any grievances that you can have, that is the year, that is the year for all this to be forgiven.
如果有什么欠债或负债或者是什么争闹的话，禧年也是那个应该一笔勾销、得到宽恕的一年。
Simply put, the year of Jubilee is the year for a new beginning, a fresh start.
简言之，禧年就是重新开始的一年。
And the same applies for land that is being dedicated to God.
那些献给上帝的地，同样也是以这样的一个原则去处理。
On the year of Jubilee, the original owners have a chance to redeem back their land.
来到了禧年，那原本的原主，他们其实可以赎回那块地。
Even land that is dedicated to God.
即便那块地是原本献给上帝，在禧年也可以赎回来。
And this is why even the land that is being dedicated to God, you have to do a valuation for it.
这也就是为什么那些献给上帝的地，到了禧年的时候也应该做一个估价。
No, when they are dedicated, they have to be valuated.
哦，对不起，当他们献给上帝的时候，他们需要做个估价。
So that on the year of Jubilee, they can be redeemed based on the original valuation.
这是因为来到禧年的时候，他们就凭当日的那个估价可以去赎回自个的地。
But instead of redemption on the year of Jubilee, there is another choice.
可是呢，在禧年的时候，除了赎回自己的地，其实还有另一个可以做的选择。
Instead of redemption, the land can be rededicated to God again.
就是与其赎回，他们可以说把地再次重新的再献给上帝。
So the principle of Jubilee, this third principle that we are talking about, is about whether it's redemption or rededication.
所以呢，这个禧年的原则不要不呢就是能够赎回，要不就是重新再献上。
The principle of Jubilee is that you have to do that every 50 years.
而这样的一件事情是每50年都可以做一次的事。
And should you choose to do rededication according to Leviticus chapter 27, verse 21, when the field is released in the Jubilee, it will become holy.
那如果所选择的是要把那个地重新再献给上帝的话，那么在到了禧年的时候，那地从买主手下出来的时候，就要归耶和华为圣。
Like a field devoted to the Lord, it would now become priestly property.
和永献的地一样，他们要归祭司为业。
And so the principle of Jubilee is why we are here today for this rededication service.
所以这个禧年的这个原则，也就是我们今天在这里的原因。
On the 100th year, that is 250 years.
在今天100周年庆祭第二个禧年。
This is our second year of Jubilee for Chinese kindergarten.
这是新幼的第二个禧年。
It is a significant moment for us to signal a fresh start, a new beginning.
这是很慎重的一刻，我们要在这里呢，真的是去指向下来的前面的道路。
A moment for us to rededicate the kindergarten to God.
我们要在这一刻将新幼再次的重新的献给上帝。
Now a rededication might feel like, has anything really changed? Feel like nothing has changed, leh?
我们可能会认为说，再献多一次也没有看到任何的改变啊，没有什么不同啊。
You might feel that there's no difference because there seems to be no change in purpose or usage, but no, it is not.
我们的宗旨用途也都没有变，所以看来什么都没有变，可其实不然。
The rededication on the year of Jubilee is significant because it is an acknowledgement that yet another 50 years have passed.
我们在这一次在这个时刻重新献给上帝，其实是很慎重这件事，因为首先我们承认说又有50年的路我们走过来了。
And it is time for us to recommit to the original dedication to a new beginning for a new future.
而又是让我们再一次说委身于我们的初衷。
Today we are reminded again of its holy purpose.
今天我们又在看到新幼的这个神圣的这个宗旨。
And our responsibility to fulfill this purpose, fulfill what we have dedicated.
我们看到新约的宗旨，我们也看到我们自己应该去完成这宗旨或者他的这个目的的责任。
And today on our second jubilee,
而在今天这第二个禧年
，we willingly and sincerely rededicate this ministry to God.
我们很诚心，我们来一颗完全是愿意这么做这件事情的心，把这一个事工再次献给上帝。
Indeed, may God be glorified.
我们也但愿神的名通过新幼的事工被荣耀。
And may man be blessed by the good work of the kindergarten in the years ahead. Amen.
也愿人呢通过了新幼所做的事而蒙福。Amen.